It's the Forces Station BFBS on a Friday. It's also day five of Army Alcohol Awareness Week. Scotland has lowered its drink drive limit compared to the rest of the UK. From today, drivers who have over 50 milligrams of alcohol per 100 millimetres of blood in their system will be prosecuted by police. So what does this mean for the armed forces? Ali Gibson has spoken to WO2 Terry Olverton, a driving instructor with the 51st Infantry Brigade. She began by asking him whether the MOD rules were staying the same.
MOD policy quite clearly states that there's a zero tolerance for anybody on duty. Even if you're warned off for duty on standby, you're not allowed to have a drink or be under the effects of alcohol.
And why was that sort of, you know, so important as a policy for the MOD?
Well, the actual reason, I believe, it's safety. Accidents happen when alcohol's involved. So zero tolerance is the best way ahead.
You've got driver training here, but, you know, how is the Army, I guess, trying to educate soldiers about the dangers of drink driving? What have they done?
Every unit has been told by the muster driver to present a road safety policy and road safety presentation every year, especially in the lead up to Christmas, just to reinforce the dangers of drink driving.
Having served in the Army for this period, you know, have you ever seen the impact of drink driving and what effect that's had on any soldiers' careers at all?
The roads are one of the most killers of soldiers through tiredness. I have seen a couple of accidents when I was serving in Germany, fatal accidents as well. A couple of my friends lost their lives, and it just had such an effect on the whole regiment when someone dies, as it does with same as in Afghanistan as well.
And if somebody is, you know, caught drink driving, you know, a serving person, what kind of effect would that have on their career?
Well, the whole career would be put in jeopardy. They'll definitely be reduced in rank if they're an NCO. They'll lose their licence, and ultimately, because they lose their licence, everybody in the Army now needs a licence, their pay will drop as well because they won't be able to carry out their job. And depending on the severity of it, they may be discharged.
So overall, you know, what sort of message would you like to give to soldiers at the moment?
Be sensible. Don't drink and drive. If you're warned off for a duty for the next day, have a couple of beers in the evening if you need to, and then just watch what you're doing. Make sure you stay safe.
So if you are travelling to Scotland this Christmas, you do need to be aware that from today, the drink drive limit in the country has been cut by a third. Ali also spoke to PC Vinnie Blair, the Edinburgh Garrison Community Officer, and began by asking him to explain the new rules.
In Scotland from the 5th of December, it has been lowered from 80 milligrams per alcohol per 100 millilitres of blood to 50 milligrams of alcohol per 100 millilitres of blood. They reckon about 50 milligrams of alcohol, that's when your driving starts to be impaired by alcohol, your reactions are slower, you have trouble judging speed and distance, your reactions are slower, and it takes you longer to interpret what you're saying. What that will relate to on the breathalyzer test is, previously if you blew 35, that was a fail, and we prosecuted at 39. However, with the new drink drive limits, 22 will be a fail and we'll prosecute at 23. So it's going to be really easy to be over that drink drive limit. One glass of wine, half pint of lager. Everyone always asks me all week, what can I drink safely and still drive? The answer is, it's going to be really easy to get over the drink drive limit now. You try working it out. If you've had 22 units of alcohol and you finish drinking at 2 a.m, come 8 o'clock in the morning after you've been in bed for 6 hours, you would still have 16 units of alcohol in your body, which would also put you over the drink drive limit. Most people have got through the message about drink and drive. They don't do it at night. It's the morning after when the police catch more people for drink driving.
People don't, I think, realise quite how long your body can take to break down alcohol and how many hours it will take for them to be in the clear, I guess, again.
Yeah, alcohol's absorbed in your bloodstream. Within 20 minutes, half of it, 50% will be in your bloodstream. Within an hour, you've got 100% alcohol in your bloodstream, and it takes an hour to get rid of that. So if you get up in the morning, if you're not sure whether you should be driving, it's probably an indication you shouldn't do it at all. Just leave it, get the bus or walk to school.
And I guess, obviously, tying into the idea that, you know, it's safer to drink none, all types of factors affect how you break down alcohol, isn't it? Age and things like that. Can you go into some of those things that might affect
The variables are, it's your age, your sex, whether you've eaten anything, whether you're tired, what alcohol you're drinking, Alcopops, lager, wine, spirits. The variables are, there's too many to sort of safely calculate what you can drink and drive. The easy answer is just don't do it.
Ali Gibson talking to PC Vinnie Blair, the community officer for Edinburgh Garrison.